Suppose the president is reelected. What is his vision for the next 4 years? He gets a chance to explain to voters this week at the Republican convention. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
The last three American presidents all won re-election, and they all knew voters would reward them not for their accomplishments, but for their future plans.
To build that bridge to the 21st century.
A presidential election is a contest for the future.
A choice between two fundamentally different visions for the future.
President Trump hasn't been very specific about his vision for the future, but when he does talk about it, it's always superlative.
If stupid people aren't elected next year, we're going to have one of the greatest years that we've ever had.
It is remarkable how little he has talked about what a second Trump term would look like.
That's Alex Conant, a Republican strategist.
It's a totally blank slate right now, which is really unusual for anyone running for president, let alone somebody who's been there for 4 years.
But starting tonight, that will no longer be the case, says Steve Cortez, senior advisor for strategy at the Trump campaign.
The president certainly has a very powerful and forward-looking agenda for the future. I think, you know, one that will be unveiled in a lot of depth and with a lot of enthusiasm at the Republican National Convention. And President Trump believes that he has the track record to prove that he knows how to create the conditions for a soaring economy, particularly for working-class Americans.
The heart of the agenda, says Cortez, is economic nationalism, rebuilding prosperity through more deregulation, more tax cuts, and more America First trade deals. But Cortez acknowledges that President Trump doesn't always focus on those goals.
He says a heck of a lot. So, sure, at times he's made the case better than at other times. As far as messaging, though, that's incumbent upon me and my colleagues at the campaign to do our job of messaging it to the American people and convincing the president to really stay on message.
It's not every day that a top campaign official admits his candidate is undisciplined, but that's just who Donald Trump is. His mainstream conservative economic agenda gets overshadowed by the rest of his rhetoric, including racist appeals around Confederate monuments, attacks on low-income housing and immigrants, and an embrace of wacky conspiracy theories.
He is defined in some ways by all of the stylistic critiques that people have of him personally. Confrontations, saying whatever's on your mind, tweeting it at all times of the day.
Republican strategist Josh Holmes is a former top aide to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It's a double-edged sword. On one hand, you don't get into the deeper policy issues that I think would have a wide appeal across the American electorate. But on the other hand, he talks about whatever it is that he wants to talk about every day.
For better or for worse. Holmes thinks Trump's behavior obscures his vision for the country. But former George W. Bush speechwriter Mark Thiessen disagrees. He says Trump's core supporters have no trouble understanding what that vision is.
His vision is to finally deliver for the forgotten Americans. The Democrats took them for granted, and the Republicans ignored them. And Donald Trump came in and said, I'm going to fight for them. They said, yeah, we're hurting in this trade war with China, and we're hurting because of the pandemic. He hasn't brought the jobs back, but he's fighting for us. And I get what he's doing, and we want to reelect him. So he's got that loyal base because they're the first time they feel that anybody in Washington is speaking for them.
That fierce devotion explains one of the mysteries of this campaign, 170,000 deaths, 10% unemployment, and Donald Trump's approval ratings have not collapsed. Still, Trump's base alone isn't big enough to win the election. Alex Conant says this week is the president's chance to expand it.
What he really needs to do is lay out a compelling agenda for the second term that can bring in people who don't like his tweets, don't like the way he's handled the pandemic, but do like what he's outlining he would do in a second term, especially compared to, you know, more liberal vision coming from Joe Biden.
Trump's second term agenda, like most incumbents, will be a continuation of his first. In this case, he wants to rewind to the moment right before the pandemic, when in Trump's telling, the economy was the best in U.S. history. It's a back to the future approach, with the Trump team literally doubling down on their original vision. As Vice President Mike Pence likes to say,
when we reelect President Donald Trump for four more years, we're going to make America great again. Again.
Mara Liasson, NPR News.